Well, I want to thank you for joining me, and hopefully that after our discussion, you'll understand a little bit more about Sotopelli therapy and what it can do for you and what it has done for others. The therapy, you know, that I basically created was based on technology that's been around since 1939. The therapy, though, has been, you know, created with the idea of changing your internal environment. In other words, making you physiologically more normal. Because if I can't make you physiologically more normal, then it's really a waste to try and just say that I've done hormone therapy. Because hormone therapy should reach far beyond just getting rid of your symptoms. It should also help protect your cardiovascular system, assist you in keeping your musculoskeletal system intact, and being able to reshape your metabolic processes so that the capability of you using diet and exercise to help reduce the fat on your body and make you healthier are really going to work. Because without having a normal internal physiology, all of those good things that we do for each other won't work. They won't benefit any of us. So why not, you know, think about utilizing something that's going to make you more normal internally? And it goes back to, you know, unfortunately, that we start losing the production of our hormones starting, you know, for men at age 30, and for women even earlier at age 20, we start losing that productive capability of making testosterone. And I know that some of you may say, well, women don't make testosterone, and that's absolutely incorrect. Women make a bucket full of testosterone every day, and if they don't, they suffer consequences such as loss of libido, loss of energy, inability to think clearly, having poor results from exercise, all of the things that we guys start experiencing when we start getting into our 40s. But for women, it can happen like right after a birth of a child, that they start experiencing these symptoms. And unfortunately, you know, the general medical population doesn't understand that these are, you know, just precursors of bad things that are coming. And you don't have to wait until you're in menopause, you know, to be treated for hormonal deficiency. What's really important, though, is what kind of therapy are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to have, you know, a synthetic or a horse hormone, or are you going to a reasonable facsimile, or are you going to opt to have the type of hormone that's constructed exactly to what your body actually makes? And that, unfortunately, isn't what happens. And it actually goes beyond just the hormone. You have to recreate a lot of other things to make sure that you're really getting a biologically identical replacement. For example, if your human body makes a hormone that's shaped like my hand, yes, to be biologically identical, you have to replace that hormone to the nth degree so that the structure is identical, which then gives you the same physiologic internal response as well as the same safety profile. But unfortunately, most practitioners who say they do bioidentical hormone replacement stop there. Can't do that because there are very, very strict ratios, especially for women in estrogen and for men, the testosterone to estrogen ratio that have to be respected. And if you don't recreate those identical ratios, then you lose the safety profile. That's what happens as, you know, for women and men. As we get older and we lose our hormone production, we start getting abnormal ratios of these hormones in our system, thereby, you know, creating excess or deficit to the point that we start suffering physiologically and we no longer are normal. We can't lose weight like we used to. We can't think as clearly. We don't have the sex drive. We don't have the muscle mass. We lose our bone mass. We lose everything that makes life so worthwhile and so, you know, and so wonderful to live. So therefore, you have to do more than just give you the hormone. We have to also give you the exact ratio of hormone. And if that's not recreated, you're not going to get, you know, what you want. Thirdly, you can't possibly think that that ratio, that you're going to get an identical, bioidentical hormone replacement for you if, in fact, we give everybody the same dose. Common sense tells you that that can't be true. You know, even if you have a twin sitting next to you and he or she has different deficits, you're going to need different hormones, even though you have the same genetic pool and we would think that you look exactly the same. If you have different amounts of deficit, you need different amounts of hormone, and therefore you can't be giving everybody the same dose. And lastly, you have to have a delivery system for that hormone that basically reproduces what the ovary and testicle do. And what is that? Well, they're endocrine organs, so they do what endocrine organs do. Number one is they secrete their hormone directly into the bloodstream. Well, pills, creams, patches, and all that don't secrete directly into the bloodstream. I don't care how much propaganda they put out, they do not secrete directly into the bloodstream. Whereas with pellets, the secretion of the hormone as it's released from the pellet is absorbed directly into a capillary bed. Secondly, with all endocrine organs, by definition, they have to have internal control, whether it be from the supreme endocrine organ, the pituitary, telling other organs how to function, or blood sugar for the insulin producing pancreas, or calcium for your parathyroid. There's internal control, and that control allows the body to take hormone as it needs it. So therefore, how do the pellets do that? Well, the pellets do that because we take them and put them directly into the blood, into the fatty tissue, which then allows a capillary bed to develop around them. And then as the heart pulses blood across this, the body becomes like a kid licking a lollipop. And that, so that during exercise, when that heart rate is really up there, that kid's licking like crazy on that lollipop and delivering a lot of hormone during the time of increased need. Because when you're exercising, not only are you putting out a lot of testicular and ovarian hormone, you're also putting out adrenal hormone, you're putting out hormone from your thyroid, and if you're not putting out extra amounts of hormone during that time, you're not going to get the benefits that you normally would get. So therefore, if you have this system that allows the body to control the release of the hormone, then just think of it. The last thing that the endocrine organ does is it always gives you hormone every fraction of a second of every day that you're living. If it doesn't, then you become dysfunctional, and then dysfunction leads to disease. So if you don't have a delivery system that has internal control, direct absorption into the bloodstream with its hormone product, the ability to have continuous secretion of hormone, and last but not least, being able to give you more when you need it and less when you don't, then you really don't have a biologically identical replacement. Fortunately, the pellets give you that. And they're the only form of hormone delivery that allows that to occur. Why is that important? Because if you don't have a constant presence of hormone like you did when you were 25 or 30 years old, you don't develop the brain and the brain function that you once did, because the parietal, temporal, and frontal lobes of the brain need constant presence of testosterone to be able for your brain to focus, to concentrate, to have good short-term memory, to multitask, problem solve, and make sense of what's going on around you. In addition to that, the frontal lobe helps you motivate and help you take on tasks that you normally might put off if you don't have enough hormone. So in other words, the desire to complete jobs and the motivation to do them takes that mental energy, and that comes from your frontal lobe, as does your sex drive. So if you don't have hormone there all the time, you're not going to have any of those wonderful things happening for you, and you're going to have a mind that's foggy, you're going to have thinking that's unclear, you're going to have a struggle with what you can do at your job, your productivity goes down, you have difficulty with everything that we do on an everyday basis, because you're no longer functional. In addition to that, without constant presence of hormone, the muscles won't respond to exercise. They're going to be slow to recover. Your physical endurance is going to get less and less as the years progress. In addition to that, without the muscle getting stimulated continuously, you can't produce energy, so that you may go there and exercise, and instead of being energized, you become fatigued. And it, the recovery from the exercise is, so it becomes markedly prolonged to where you no longer are capable of doing the things that you once did in the gym and profiting from them. And even everyday, you know, physical labor is going to take its toll on you. And God forbid you should injure something, because it's going to take much longer to heal. Because without enough testosterone, whether you're a man or a woman, you can't bring the healing process and the oxygenation that you need to make that tissue heal rapidly. Finally, metabolically, if you don't have hormone there all the time, as you know, just like the pellets do, and a normal ovary and testicle would do, then metabolically you can't burn fat. And if you can't burn fat, you may become insulin resistant. And if you become insulin resistant, it may lead to metabolic syndrome, which then can increase your chance of heart attack and stroke, or frankly become diabetic, which not only raises those problems, but also can affect kidney, you know, your kidney function, and make you slower to heal, where infections of your skin or tissue make it all the worse for you. And unfortunately, what happens is that as we age, we start believing, you know, what the media tells us, that, well, you're getting older. And we physicians chime right upon that. It's how we're trained. You know, we're doing, you know, you're just going to have to live with it, and those sort of things. And unfortunately, you don't have to. You don't have to believe that there isn't a solution, because we have a solution. We have a solution that makes common sense. There, we have a solution that, you know, that has good science behind it. There have been papers written about pellet hormones and their benefits since 1939. As an example, one author, Dr. Davilar, did a over 20-year study on women using estradiol pellets and found that the incidence of breast cancer did not increase over women who use no hormone whatsoever. So therefore, we're not going to increase your chances of giving you breast cancer. You're going to have the same chance of getting breast cancer as before the pellet as you do after the pellet. So we have a lot of good, you know, data showing the safety of using pellets to protect a woman and a man from developing the diseases that come with aging: osteopenia, osteoporosis, dementia, Alzheimer's, abnormal cholesterol and triglycerides, loss of muscle, metabolic syndrome, diabetes. All of these diseases can be, you know, even if you have them, be improved with pellets. But if you use them before the process starts, you will probably have a better chance of preventing them. So if any of you have these history of having diabetes in the family, as my family does, using pellets has made a tremendous, you know, difference in my life, because of the fact that I've been able to forestall the development of diabetes. And it's been, you know, a miracle for me, because of the fact that without it, you know, I basically will sink into a real valley of fatigue. I also have chronic fatigue syndrome, and without my testosterone, just like people who have chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, if you don't have enough testosterone, your muscles don't work right. They hurt more. They don't have the endurance. You can't make energy, and therefore you suffer. You suffer getting out of bed, you suffer walking through the day, and you can't wait to get home and collapse in your chair because of the fact that it's hard to put one foot in front of the other. So there are so many things that are applicable as far as treating them by using, you know, these bioidentical hormones delivered in a pellet therapy. I and my associates here at Sotopelli firmly believe that the only method for hormone delivery are the pellets. And with them, we're able to give people back their lives. We're able to help them enjoy their and improve quality of life. We know that, you know, by doing that, the longevity factor is extended. You know, there's good evidence that, you know, testosterone, you know, and estrogen help, you know, diminish the development of cardiovascular disease, metabolic disease, and musculoskeletal disease. And so therefore, walking through life doesn't have to be, you know, painful. It can be markedly enjoyable. And so therefore, you know, I encourage you to think very seriously about looking into and employing art therapy. And we deliver bioidentical hormone utilizing pellet therapy. And SOTA-PELLET is a method of managing this pellet therapy so that it is beneficial and can be individualized. Each of you can have your own particular therapy. And that is so crucial, because if you don't have that individualization, if you are being treated by someone who gives the same dose to everybody and doesn't follow you with lab work and the things you need for good follow-up, you're not getting adequate therapy, and you should look into going somewhere where it actually is happening. Thank you so much for being with me.